Hello, everybody. It's me, Buddha, from Surf Guru for your Wipeout Wednesday, Tacos Dan Thursday, and Foam Ball Friday Surf Report, all brought to you by SurfersLaw.com. Steve Casanova. Thanks for SurfersLaw.com for sponsoring the report for the next couple days. And it looks like things are changing a little bit. Winds are going to start coming onshore more. It should be onshore, kind of light this morning, but the next couple days should be out southeast onshore winds in the morning. And not quite as hot, and maybe a building little background wind swell from the southeast could end in the waist plus zone, maybe a freaky chest high set by maybe Thursday, Friday. So slowly building southeast wind swell, winds kicking in down South Florida even. They're going to get some wind swell down South Miami area too, and the Panhandle is going to get something too. The wind's blowing out of the south pretty hard when it picks up later today on Wednesday, and looks like the Panhandle could have some scattered peaks up that way. Later on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. We'll keep you posted what's going on with the surf, and you're also keeping the surf camps free with all our sponsors. That's what pays the bills here at Guru and keeps the surf camps free, like these little commercials coming up. What else? The surf? A little bit of surf out there coming up, finally, but that onshore winds is going to help get rid of some of that humidity and stuff like that, so it won't be quite as hot as it's been. And it looks like Swami said next week he sees like an east wind for next week, which is a good sign, because that could mean that the summertime could be fading away a little bit, and some of this other weather that we get from the northeast and the east could be coming in. And I think school's starting up, and that usually signals a little change in the weather too. So that's what's going on. It's a little southeast wind swell next couple days, picking up wind. A little bit of surf out there, scattered peaks, trying to line up probably by later on the week. We'll be back for the Foam Ball Friday. You guys have a great day. Surf Guru! See ya! Let's talk about Mary Moon's Surf Art Camp, one of our new Guru sponsors. Located in Cocoa Beach, Mary's Surf Art Camp has professional surf instruction in the morning and then teaches hands-on different types of art projects during the hot afternoons. From watercolors to mosaics, kids can learn how to make different style art projects. For more info, check out my Buddha's Local Spotlight on the front page of Guru, or check out Mary Moon Surf Art Camp website at marymoonarts.com, or give them a call at 321-799-3432 and tell them Buddha sent you. See ya! Let me go over the Surf Art Camp schedule for you. It's running down to the end of the summer here. We got Session 5, July 9th through July 13th, 6th. July 16th to the 20th, the Session 7, the 23rd through the 27th, and the last session of the summer, Session 8, July 30th through August 3rd. So give them a call, get yourself in there to the Surf Art Camp before the summer's over. See you later. Hey everybody, yeah, it's me, Buddha, from Surf Guru. Got a killer product here we're going to talk about called the Quiver Grip. It's a new take on surfboard storage that's different from anything else out there. What appears to be a simple design is actually the culmination of years of testing. Check them out on the Buddha's Local Spotlight or on their website at quivergrip.com.